This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And this is Jack Kramer speaking to you from Urbana High School, home of the Hill Climbers, who take on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers here tonight. Lehman unbeaten on the year, 12-0, and that unblemished mark is at stake
potent opponent in Urbana, 10-1 on the campaign. Hill Climbers are Division 4, Lehman Division 7. Lehman Catholic fresh off a tight overtime triumph on Friday, 55-54 over Troy Christian to up the mark to 12-0 on the campaign. Urbana 4-0 in its league, which is known as the Central Buckeye Conference. The Hill Climbers play in the Kenton Trail Division. Indian Lake is in front in the CBC Mad River Division. Only loss suffered by Urbana this year. No shame in it on the road at Trotwood by a score of 61-50. It should be an outstanding up-and-down game tonight. Winning club might score as many as 60 points, and there will be plenty of threes tried. Urbana shoots the long ball in superb fashion. Let's take a look at these two clubs for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Shane Franz leads the way, 23.5 points a game. Shane, a very good three-point shooter as well, 32 of 80 on the year from behind the arc, obviously leads the team in rebounds. C.J. Olding, 17.3 per outing. He's a 5'10 senior. Franz, by the way, if I didn't mention it, is 6'5 with those lengthy arms, plays taller than that. Olding, just over 17 per outing, shooting the three ball, 11 for 40. Colton Leininger, 6'2 senior, 4 points a game for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Gus Richard chipping in at 5 per contest so far this campaign. Braden Ulbrich at 5.5 per outing. Ulbrich has stepped up his contest. In fact, he made a big free throw in the waning seconds at Troy Christian on Friday night to pull that game out of the fire for the Cavaliers. Evan O'Leary will start. He's at 7.6 per contest. Those are the top six performers for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who had Turner Lachey for 8 games. Turner was averaging 7 a game before his departure to a baseball academy. We wish Turner the best of luck in his endeavors. Jeremy Hughes, first-year head coach at Lehman, a likable guy, knows his stuff. He's done a tremendous job. I spent a lot of time with him at practice this week. He spent about 15 years coaching at Troy, several seasons, with a winning record coaching varsity girls, and then was the associate head coach and JV coach to Paul Bremigen on the varsity boys side at Troy for a number of campaigns. We'll hear from Coach Hughes in just a few minutes. For the Urbana Hill Climbers, Grady Lance is at 15 points a game. So is Drew Dixon. Lance, a junior guard, 6'2". Dixon, a sophomore guard. The head coach's son, a 6-foot sophomore. Both at 15 a game, as I noted. Dixon, by the way, 32 of 60 behind the arc. You heard me right. 32 of 60 shooting threes for Drew Dixon. Caden Underwood, 6'3". A junior, plays on the wing, 17 for 33 on threes, averaging 13 points a game. Gio Ruba, 5'10", junior guard, 5 points per outing. Brody Donahoe, senior guard at 5'11", 13 for 36 from behind the arc for Donahoe. And Case Teepee is a sophomore forward. He stands 6'2" tall. Those are the top six performers for the Urbana Hill Climbers, coached by Jeremy Dixon in his 22nd year at the helm of the Urbana Boys program, 28 years coaching varsity boys action in all. Dixon's teams in Urbana have compiled a record of 287-202 since he arrived way back in 2005. Urbana's won 9 Central Buckeye Conference championships and 3 sectional titles in Dixon's tenure, and has had a streak now of 11 straight winning seasons. Make this number 12. Urbana is 10-1 at this point in time. The head coach for the Urbana Hill Climbers was the District 9 Coach of the Year in 2011, 14, and 15. He is by far the all-time winningest coach in Urbana boys basketball history. We'll return in just a few minutes and hear from both head coaches, Coach Dixon of Urbana, Coach Hughes of Lehman Catholic. When we come back, Lehman Cavaliers put their unbeaten record on the line here tonight at Urbana on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And hello once again, welcome back here to Urbana Hill Climbers Gym. Seats about 980. It's adorned in maroon and white. What I like so much are the big scoreboards at both ends of the court. We are seated behind the benches, center court, on the east side of the Urbana High School gym. A lot of Lehman fans down to our left, and Hill Climbers folks filing in on the far side. As I mentioned several minutes ago, we spent time with Lehman head coach Jeremy Hughes several days ago, and he talked about the top players on his boys' varsity team this year, including the big man in the middle at 6'5", averaging over 23 points a game.
Shane Franz, he's averaging over 20 points a game in the TRC. He just brings a lot of versatility to our team. He's also our leading rebounder, scorer. He's just our go-to guy. He's able to drive, score any way he wants. he's so good, I believe. He opens up a lot of situations for other people because of his ability to score. He gets a lot of other people's shots. Our second guy, it's really a 1A, 1B for us. It's C.J. Holding. Again, his stats have doubled from last year. He's up to 17 points. I think he was around 8 or 9 last year. So just wanting to see him continue to be aggressive. Again, he's another playmaker that we can got. Very athletic kid. Sits down and guards. If I'm not mistaken, as of right now, he is leading the league, our league, in steals as well. Next one, it's a back-and-forth situation. It just depends on the matchup. It's either Gus, Richard, or Cole Leininger. Cole will be starting with us tomorrow to match up with that big. They got a big guy down there in that paint for Urbana, so Cole will be matching up with him. Cole's a good defensive presence. He's a rim protector for us. Good rebounder. He can switch out onto any guard, so that'd be good for us because he can guard multiple positions. Braden Albrecht, he's our new starting point guard. Training wheels are coming off of Braden. He's gotten more comfortable in his role since Turner's left. Something that we've always known he was capable of. When I took the job over in the summer, obviously we didn't have the football players, so I seen what Braden was able to do. So him finally getting his confidence, coming off as one of his best games in Troy Christian, is going to be really good for us. And then I would say our glue guy, our Mr. Do-It-All, is Evan O'Leary. He's going to sit down and guard your best player. He's going to take some of the ball handling responsibilities. He can knock down some big shots from inside and outside as well.
Turner Lachey played in the first 8 games for you. Uh-huh. How do you pick up the slack for his departure?
It's going to be a team effort, you know, to make up his stats. Everyone else is going to just have to do just a little bit more. Like, I was happy to see that Braden was able to pick up his scoring, and Braden's been averaging about 5, and then he got 10 points the next game. Defensively wise, that's going to be something that Evan and we're going to have to do collectively, the defense, and just sit down. And the biggest thing that he brings on the court for us was that leadership. So we're going to have another vocal leader, and that can be by committee as well.
Coach Hughes' philosophy in terms of coaching high school basketball?
I try to empower my kids to play their game. I want them to be comfortable playing basketball. I want them to enjoy the game. I'm not a handcuff coach by any means. I like a system. Obviously, we all like a system. But just being able to adapt my system within their skill set.
Coach Hughes went on to say that he's got a Princeton-style offense, a lot of hard back cuts and ball screens as well. We'll see Franz popping out, shooting the 3. He'll post up a lot as well. That's going to be a big key to this game, how Urbana deals with 6'5 Shane Franz. Speaking of the Hill Climbers, it's a roster with just one senior on it. It's a young team, an up-and-coming team that perhaps has overachieved a little bit to this point. Coach Dixon really pleased with the progress of the Urbana Hill Climbers boys basketball squad here in 25-26.
We only have one returning starter this year. That's Grady Lance, number one. He's I would say point guard, but we have really 4 point guards on the court at any time. But he's been a rock for us for a couple of years now. Started last year, averaging about 15 points a game. Physical guard who can get to the basket and also shoot a little bit outside. Our next two leading scorers would be Drew Dixon. He's a point guard, 2 guard, a really good shooter. Has really expanded his game this year. Gets to the basket a little more. Got fouled a little more this year. He's averaging about 15 a game for us. Kind of our Swiss Army knife, who's extremely valued to us, is Caden Underwood. He's a 6'3", again, guard, who can really do a little bit of everything. He's our leading rebounder, probably our best defender, can guard a point guard all the way down to a 4 or 5. So he's been extremely valuable for us. We have our lone senior this year is Brody Donahoe, another guard, who is just, the word I would use for him is just reliable, solid. You know, he can score if you leave him open, as he had. I think he made, you know, 4 threes and scored 16 the other night. But if he's not that night, he's happy to distribute. contribute and do whatever our team needs. Good defender. And our fifth starter is sophomore Case Teepee. He's our linebacker. He's our tackle inside, 6'3", probably 235. And, he's averaging about 6 points and 7 rebounds a game recently for us, over the last few games, coming off a football injury too.
What have been the keys to your success over the years here at Urbana?
Well, you know, we don't recruit here. I mean, you can't recruit in high school. At least most schools can't. So in some ways you get what you get, you know, but we try to develop players, you know, from second, third, fourth grade in our youth programs. And so the staples of our program have been man-to-man defense over the years. We've played some zone, but we're a hard-nosed, no middle, you know, man-to-man defensive type team. You know, offense we will, and that's really non-negotiable. I mean, that's what we do. Again, certain years, depending on our personnel, we'll mix in some zone. Offensively, we'll be a little more varied, depending on, our varied personnel. But generally, we teach from second, third, fourth grade, you know, read and react type principles, in a motion offense setting.
And what do you know about Lehman?
I know they're good. 12-0. Franz and Olding are two. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Franz and Olding average a lot of points between them. They haven't played a ton of teams with winning record, but they had a big win Friday night against Troy Christian. And the thing is, when you look up and down their schedule, is they're blasting everyone. I mean, they don't have very many close games at all. They're fast. They're athletic. They play fast, and it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Words of Jeremy Dixon, head coach of the Urbana Hill Climbers, who are coming off a big 57-44 win over Tecumseh, a contest in which Grady Lance bumped in 20 points for Urbana. Caden Underwood had 13 in Lehman's one-pointer over Troy Christian last Friday. Franz had 20. Olding had 10. Ulbrich had 10, including the game-winning free throw. Evan O'Leary popped in 8. Both teams are on the floor. JV game has completed. Urbana won it comfortably. Varsity tilt, about 15, 16 minutes away. I'm Jack Kramer here at Urbana. The Cavaliers are on the road against the Hill Climbers on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. The new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And welcome back to Urbana High School. Pep band is down to a right. It's pretty close. It'll be quite noisy all night long. I love it in the background. You feel juiced. You know you are in a high school basketball gymnasium when you hear pep band sounding like that. Apologize a moment or two ago for the brief dead air after the Sour Mugs commercial. Didn't have my headset on, and four or five fine layman Catholic Cavalier fans came up to say hello. We started talking. I wasn't wearing my headset, and our Sour Mugs message finished, and then we did move on into the Palazzo commercial. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. We'll have newly produced commercials for you in the next few weeks on Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Thank you, OsgoodBank.com and LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We simply would not be here today without the support from LaCal, a founding partner back in 2006. LaCal moved from L.A., California, that's the name LaCal, all the way to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. LaCal Equipment has been a sponsor since the year 2006 and is still with us today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, oh, there are several key building components. Layman Catholic's got to guard, and guard well, because there are three young men on this Urbana team who combined average 44 points a game. They'll spread the court. Urbana will skip past the basketball, and they'll launch the three. The ball will go from one side of the court to the other in a heartbeat. So Layman Catholic has got to guard, and Urbana will drive the ball to the hoop. Shane Frantz needs a big game. He's averaging 23.5. He probably needs every bit of that here tonight. Another dozen or 15 from C.J. Olding would be recommended. This is a very good Division IV Urbana team that's lost just once to Trotwood. Layman has its unbeaten record on the line here tonight. Those are key building components for tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. We owe gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, a fine sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info online, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Brand new sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com is Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins. You know, a healthy home and garden start with the right care. And at Provico in Botkins, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces from a local, family-owned and trusted source, Provico. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we at Provico make it easy to grow and maintain a space that you are proud of. Provico, your local source for home and garden success. Stop in today for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. We'll return, take a look at starting lineups, a little more info about these two clubs upcoming. As I mentioned, Urbana's 10-1 and leading the Kenton Trail division of the Central Buckeye Conference. Layman Catholic Cavaliers sit atop the Three Rivers Conference with Northridge, both unbeaten, and they collide this coming Friday night at the Polar Bears Gym down in Dayton. Little update on the RPI computerized rankings for seedings that came out earlier this week. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers in the Division 7 Southwest District right now, according to the latest data, seeded number 1. Layman number 1, Cedarville is 2, Botkins is 3. Urbana, Division 4 Southwest District, 3rd right now in terms of seed, behind Dunbar and Northridge. Urbana is D4, Layman is D7. More from Urbana in a few minutes. Cavaliers, Hill Climbers up next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No no detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Is high school basketball tonight from here in Urbana. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers on the road. It is a big test, a tough challenge. Lehman winning last Friday by a point, had a scare, pulled it out 55-54 over Troy Christian. That game was tied at 48 at the end of regulation. Meanwhile, in Urbana's last two contests, easy triumphs over Tecumseh and Graham. Only setback suffered by Urbana all year long on the road at Trotwood Madison. Now look at starting lineups brought to you by Fox Supply in Minster. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. For the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Shane Frantz starts up front, 6'5" junior. He's joined by Cole Leininger, a 6'2" senior. Evan O'Leary, a 5'10 senior, at guard, along with Braden Ulbrich, a 6'1 sophomore, and C.J. Olding, a 5'10" senior. Except for Frantz, height advantage at most each position on the floor to Urbana, except Frantz is 2-3 inches taller than Urbana's biggest man. For the Hill Climbers, Grady Lance, 6'2" junior, is joined by Brody Donahoe, a 5'11 senior. Caden Underwood, a 6'3" junior, is in the starting five. Drew Dixon, the coach's son, a 6-foot sophomore, starts, as does Case Teepee, a 6'2" soft. You heard Coach Dixon about 15 minutes ago talk about the fact that at about all the time on the court, he's got several guards. A very interchangeable offense. No one really plays the post. And three-point shooters and drivers everywhere on the floor for the Urbana Hill Climbers. Fox Supply, we contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And Fox Supply in Minster works closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic programs, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years. One of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. So many thanks to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We have gone local to meet your needs. the requests you made have been responded to. We are serving on our shelves just what you want. Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, the Happy Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches, and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like the new smoothie machine, too. And on the other end of Fort Loramie is the Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly the North Loramie Drive-Thru. You can grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, north edge of town, where the North Loramie Drive-Thru used to be located. That's the Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru in Fort Loramie, and Schaefer Market on the south end of town. Stop by there, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com, to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold at the Schaefer Market goes to a special public service endeavor. Opening tip is upcoming. Lehman on the road at Urbana here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Here we go, opening tip to start the game. Won by the Cavaliers. Lehman, the road blue. Gold numbers, some white piping. Urbana, white uniforms. Maroon numbers and maroon trim. TJ Olding with the basketball 25 feet away. Beyond the arc, high right. Lehman tries to open the floor for him. There's a switch off against him. He takes the three. 23-footers in the air. No good off the back iron. Rebound stabbed out of bounds off the fingertips of an Urbana player. Lehman will throw in left of the rim. It's France, Olding, Leininger, Ulbrich, and O'Leary. Ball inbound by Lehman, stuffed out of bounds by Urbana right away. Cavaliers will try it once again. Playmaker Ulbrich lobs it out back to Frantz. Frantz straight away with the ball, 25 feet out, dumps it down to Olding. Olding on the wing, now Frantz. They spread the floor for Shane. He penetrates into the paint area, then flips off into the left corner to Leininger. Leininger's double team stolen on the play by Urbana. Here's a run out the other way. Driving layup hangs on the rim, and it's good for Drew Dixon. Good double team out on top by Urbana. And right away, the Hill Climbers take a 2-0 edge. Pressure pack defense forced the miscue by Lehman, resulting in the breakaway basket by Urbana. Right side of the floor, it is Ulbrich. Ulbrich lobs a pass down inside, batted away, stolen by Urbana. Here come the Hill Climbers on the move. It's Lance. Lance tries a wild reverse layup, didn't catch the rim. Rebound down to Lehman. Dribbling up ahead, it's Ulbrich, top of the circle, hands off to Olding, and Olding is bumped 26, 27 feet out on the floor. Urbana bench says, really? That was a foul? 6:28 to go here in the first quarter, 2-0 Urbana, which won the JV game easily. Lehman pitches in play, it's O'Leary to Olding. Number five, Shane Frantz has it 25 feet out. He spins into the lane, gets the double team, and then he steps back behind the arc and misses a three-pointer badly. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Urbana. So far, the Hill Climbers' defense has been rugged. It has stopped Lehman cold in the first 2 minutes. Dribble drive, Lance, left side of the lane, Urbana, doesn't shoot, throws on the arc. Lance gets it back left corner. His jumper swirls around the rim and comes out. Lehman snatches the rebound. It's holding the midcourt with it. 2-0 Urbana. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Frantz 25 feet away. Now to Ulbrich. Lehman yet to score. The weave is on. Here's O'Leary, head of the key. Picked up by Lance. O'Leary, elbow on the left, forces his way down the lane, shovels it high off the backboard. It is no good. Strong offensive rebound, though, by Leininger. Leininger hits Frantz. Frantz strides middle of the paint. A runner won't go, but he's fouled. Two shots here for Frantz as Lehman tries to get on the board, trailing 2-0 with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Airtight defense so far by Urbana. Frantz with a pair. He was nicked on the arm in the act of shooting. First free throw by Shane is up, and it is good. Lehman shoots free throws at a 65% clip. Urbana over 70% on the year from the stripe. Second shot by Frantz. Up and good again. Each one dead center. Game tied at two. Here is token pressure. Backcourt by Frantz and Olding. Urbana loops it ahead to midcourt to Lance. Outside the arc on the right to Donahoe. Donahoe dribbling against Leidinger. Near wing to Dixon. Dixon's got the only field goal in this game. Game tied at two. Here's a handoff to Donahoe, 30 feet away, picks up his dribble. He's in hot water. Hands it off to Teepee. Case Teepee wears 5'5", 55 on his back. Ball dealt deep right corner to the three-point shooter, Caden Underwood. Missed it short. Long rebound to Lance, though. To Teepee on the arc. On a weave to Underwood. Underwood retreats, 30 feet away. Crossover dribble, top of the circle, foul line, runner, rolling around, it comes off, rebound, Teepee, good, and a foul against Lehman. Offensive board work by the Urbana strongman on the inside, 6'2 soft, Case Teepee, who was referred to by Coach Dixon as the linebacker on the basketball court for the Hill Climbers. 4:28 to go, first quarter, 4-2 Urbana. Free throw TP, strong, no good. Rebound down to Lehman, to Frantz. Frantz to Olding. Olding with a 3-on-2 fast break out in front. Missed the hurried shot. Rebound down to Urbana. Here come the Hill Climbers into the forecourt. It's Underwood. Underwood, deep left corner, throws to TP in the paint, nearly walked. Pivots, gave it up to Underwood. Three-pointer, yes, sir. Underwood hits a trifecta. Underwood, I should say. And it's 7-2. Urbana in the lead. 3:53 left in the first. Hill Climbers will shoot a lot of threes. And they are adept at them. As I mentioned in the pregame, Dixon is over 50% on the year. He's taken more than 60. Dribbling between the legs, it's O'Leary. And away from the action, a shove off by Lehman. It goes against Ulbrich, trying to get position down to the inside. Pressure by Lehman in backcourt as Urbana will bring it down. On top by a 7-2 count. 3:37 to go in the first. This first quarter for Lehman starting to remind me of Bodkin's fourth quarter the other night against Minster. Lehman yet to get a field goal. Here's Urbana out of control. Pass down the floor. Underwood to Teepee. Couldn't find the handle. As they were steamrolling from midcourt down toward the hoop. And the handle was lost out of bounds to Lehman. At the timeline, it's O'Leary for the Cavaliers. Picks up his dribble. Dumps it off to Olding. Good match up there. Dixon, Olding. Buying the back on the dribble for CJ. Foul line jumper short. No good. Rebound Lance of Urbana. Backcourt to Teepee. Ahead to Underwood. 7-2 Urbana. 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. Well, my prediction of 60 points will win this game. Not going to happen. Bad pass, Urbana, lazy one. Steal, Olding with a left-handed slam jam. 7-4 on the dunk by Olding. First field goal for the Cavaliers in this game. 2:53 left to go here in the first quarter. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure by Lehman. Inbounded to Dixon for Urbana, 75 feet away. Dixon, timeline, meets a double team. Top of the circle, down the lane. Dishes left corner. Three ball tried from there by Donahoe. No good, hit the flange. Rebound Teepee. On the arc to Dixon. Dixon rattles in a trifecta. Assist Teepee, three-pointer Dixon. 10-4 Hill Climbers. Midcourt with the ball. It's Ulbrich for Lehman. Down to Olding on the right. Urbana's defense is tenacious. Ulbrich in the lane. Gives it to Olding. Frantz has got the ball 30 feet out. Franz pounds it on the deck. Wants to drive. Goes baseline right to Olding. Olding leans in, puts up a short seven-footer. No good. Nice offensive rebound by Ulbrich, and he's walloped on the backside. He'll get two. Nailed in the act of shooting with 2:02 to go here in the first. 10-4 Urbana. Couple free throws here for Braden Ulbrich of the Cavaliers. 3-4 dribbles, and he shoots and scores. 10-4 in favor of Urbana. Second free throw, Ulbrich. Cavaliers 3-for-3 from the stripe so far. That one's good. 4-for-4 for Lehman. Cavaliers within four thanks to good foul shooting. Only one field goal for the Cavaliers. That a dunk by C.J. Olding, a breakaway basket. Here comes Urbana to the timeline. Ball being walked ahead by Grady Lance. Lance gives it up, gets it back. The ball lobbed to him down the right side of the lane. He went up, speared it, and banked it in. Beautiful design play by Urbana. 12-6 Hill Climbers. Here comes Lehman O'Leary. Down to Franz. Baseline right, Olding. Hook pass below the rim on the left. It is caught by Jackson Kennedy, 5'11 junior, in off the bench. He gets a nice assist from teammate Olding and scores. Big bucket by Kennedy. Here's a player for Urbana streaking to the rim unguarded. Lance came off a screen out on the arc, and he sped to the basket and laid it through. 1:12 left to go in the first quarter. It is 14-8 in favor of Urbana. Lehman with the ball 30 feet out. 1 minute even to be played. Here's Kennedy. Here's Franz. Franz drives down the lane. Here comes the double team, and it's taken away by Lance. Urbana's all over Franz. Lance down the lane. Hill Climbers all the way to the rack. His shot's no good, but he charged anyway. Offensive foul. Good call by the referee. It's offensive. Lance picks it up. 14-8 Urbana. 6-point advantage. 47.6 to go here in the first. Very slow pace to start the game. Scoring's picked up. Pressure backcourt. Hill Climbers. Ball lobbed by France, or I should say France, ahead to Olding. Back to France. Elbow jumper, 16-footer. Bingo! He's got it. That's what Shane likes to do. He hasn't been down inside much in this game. He's been out on the perimeter. That shot was to the right of the foul line. 14-10 Urbana. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Grady Lance plays for one. He's at midcourt with the ball for Urbana. Shane France on him, 35 feet away. Now Lance comes to the left. We're down to 10, 9. They clear out for Lance. Right of the circle, down the right side of the lane. There's contact, no foul. Shot good. He banked it in over Kennedy. A second left, that'll do it. First quarter closes out. It's Urbana 16, Lehman 10 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
It is quarter number two here at Urbana. Hill Climbers lead the Cavaliers 16-10. Urbana's got the ball straight away. It is Lance, who's got 6 points so far in this contest. Grady Lance at 15 a game. Oh, a nice handoff to the driver, Caden Underwood. He bores his way down the right side of the lane and banks it in from 6 feet. These Hill Climbers so good at taking the ball to the cup off the dribble. Here's Lehman coming back. Ball thrown by Franz down inside to a Cavalier teammate working hard on the play as O'Leary up and in. A cluster of white shirts around him, a lot of traffic. O'Leary gets the two-pointer. Substitution for Urbana. Gio Ruba in the game. He spots up and takes the three, and he buries it. 5'10 junior guard, Gio Ruba. Makes it 21-12. Urbana's biggest lead, it's 9. Ruba holding at midcourt. Holding. A little unintentional. Rhyming. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Lehman down 9. Must stay in touch. Urbana, excellent driving team. Good three-point shooting club. Here is Lehman with the ball, foul line, back to the basket, holding. Left wing, it goes to a teammate. Here's a hard drive from the flank. It is Braden Ulbrich, strong to the basket. He's got it. Good play by Ulbrich as he burrowed his way into the paint area and got the banker to go down. Here's a tie-up, top of the circle at the Urbana attacking end. Nicely done on the play by the Cavaliers. Is Jackson Kennedy knotted up Ruba of Urbana, and the arrow favors the Cavs, who are down 7. 21-14, 6:26 to go here until halftime. Deep right corner, it's Ulbrich. Here's Franz straight away. Franz picked up by Damian Moss, 6'2 junior, is in. Here is Franz finding a little crease in that defense right down the lane. Up and in off the window. Nice shot. He kissed in a banker. Well done by Franz. 21-16. Four straight by Lehman. But countering for Urbana. Little post-up move in the paint. Jump shot from 8 feet by Underwood is good. Holding back in a jiffy for Lehman. He streaks to the basket down the lane. Crammed out of bounds by Urbana. 23-16. Urbana leads by 7. 5:48 to go here in the first half. Here is Franz on the arc. Pass on the baseline to Holding. Holding tight ropes the boundary from underneath the backboard. Reverses it up and it's good. C.J. Holding for 2. 23-18 Urbana. 5:33 left to go here in the first half. Here's a catch on the arc by Caden Underwood. Stutter step and he walked. 5.5 left here in quarter number 2. Hill Climbers not pleased with that last call. Didn't think the Urbana player traveled. It was close. Here's Franz at midcourt for Lehman. 5-point deficit facing the Cavaliers. Franz is not guarded on the arc. He lets it go. Rim backboard. No good. Push-off foul against Lehman. ...23-18 our score, 5:19 left to go here in the second. First quarter score was 16-10 in favor of Urbana. 23-18 at the moment. Hill Climbers up 1. Lehman shaved a point off that deficit. 3 minutes gone by, second period of play. Top of the circle, it is Brody Donahoe for Urbana. Throws left corner. Back on the arc to Lance for 3. Way off to the right, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Holding's got it. Holding leaks it down the floor to Gus. Richard is in. Richard makes a driving layup. Two-pointer, Richard. Holding spotted him. Richard leaking the other way. Produced the 2 points to make it a 23-20 game. Here's a fadeaway jump shot by Lance. Foul line extended right. It is short. No good. Body foul underneath the rim against Lehman. And the Cavaliers bench is hot. 4:37 left, second quarter. Heck of a game here at Urbana tonight. 23-20. Hill Climbers by 3 over the Cavaliers. below the rim. Lance will trigger it for Urbana. Baseball pass on the arc to Dixon. Shot fake. Steps inside the arc. Goes behind him to Donahoe in the corner. Straight away to Underwood. Three-pointer. It's online. A little hard. He was unguarded. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Lehman. Here's Ulbrich. Outside the arc on the right to O'Leary. O'Leary off balance in the lane. Shot blocked. He got it back. Handed off to Leininger. Leininger deals to a teammate, Ulbrich. His 8-foot bank shot is missed, but he's fouled. Small collision there. Lehman player didn't get the 2-pointer, but he is awarded 2 free ones at the stripe. Chance to whittle this Urbana lead all the way down to 23-22. Biggest margin was a 21-12 in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. Foul shot is good by Lehman, pumped in by Ulbrich, 23-21. Second shot, Ulbrich on the way. Yep. 2 points for Ulbrich at the stripe. Unofficially here, Lehman 6-for-6 in free throws. And it's 23-22 after Urbana had strolled out to a 21-12 cushion. Urbana with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Underwood. Goes cross-court to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one pumped up there by Donahoe. It hits the rim once, twice, the backboard, the rim again, and it falls through. Shooter's touch. Donahoe gets the long three to make it 26-22 in favor of Urbana. And players nudge each other at midcourt. Foul called against the Hill Climbers. Lehman will throw inside court down 4. Here's Franz coming off a screen. Holding doesn't give it to him. CJ on the bounce. Good matchup there. Donahoe and Holding. Here's Holding splitting a couple defenders. Lost the ball in the paint. Threw a left corner to Franz. Franz didn't mean to bank it. The ball caught the side of the board. Grazed the rim. Rebound down to Urbana. Up the floor to Lance. Lance to Donahoe. 4-point lead Urbana. 3:14 to go in the first half. Baseline right to Teepee. On the arc to the 3-point jump shooter. It's Caden Underwood. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound Lehman. 3-on-2. Good pass. Holding ahead to Franz. Layup. Yes. 26-24. Lehman within 2. 2:55 to go here in the first half. Here is Dixon, head of the key for Urbana. Into the lane. Turnaround, sweeping one-hander right on the money, but it curled the rim and came off. Rebound down to Lehman. A chance to tie or take the lead. 2:40 to go here in the second. On the arc, it's Ulbrich. Hands it off straight away to a teammate. It is O'Leary, who was a little off balance. Some contact by Urbana. Hill Climber bench disagrees. Foul Hill Climbers. 2:32 to go in the second. 26-24, Urbana up 2. Lehman had cut it to 1. Urbana was up by 9 at 1 point early in this period. Timeout called by Lehman. 2.5 left. Second quarter. Urbana 26, Lehman 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Mm-hmm.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Final 2.5 minutes of quarter number two. Lehman trailing by two to Urbana, 26-24. Cavaliers staying in touch after once trailing by nine. Here's C.J. Olding 25 feet away. He's picked up by Damian Moss, a 6'2 junior. Down low on the left. Great shot fake by Lehman. Power move to the rim. Ulbrich for two. And a foul against Urbana. Splendid play by Ulbrich of the Cavaliers, as he did everything but leave his feet. His shoulders moved, his hands moved, his arms moved, he bent the knees, up went defenders, and then Ulbrich went up strong after a split-second delay, drew the foul and made the free throw, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have gone ahead in this game by a score of 27-26, 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Lance behind the arc for Urbana. Straightaway handoff to Underwood. He fakes right, goes down the left side of the lane. He's doubled, looks for help. Gives it up on the top to Ruba. Ruba's fadeaway 21-footer. It kicked off the iron out of bounds. Minute 43 to go. Second quarter, Lehman ball up a point, 27-26. 17-point second quarter being worked on right now by the Cavaliers, who've overcome Urbana, leading by one. Back to the basket, Franz foul line. Tried to put the ball on the deck, right into the lap of a Hill Climbers player it goes, who darts down the floor and coughed it up in the lane. Holding back the other way for Lehman. Dribbles behind the back. No look pass underneath the rim to a teammate, Ulbrich. Again, a head fake by Ulbrich and a two-shot foul. 27-26, Lehman up one, 1:19 to go in the second. Cavaliers playing D4 Urbana to a dead heat. Free throw, Ulbrich. It ricocheted off the back iron, no good. That's the first missed free throw by Lehman. Cavs had made seven straight. Ulbrich is hard. It is off the flange. Rebound down to Urbana. I jinxed him. The lead for Lehman is one. A scant point advantage. 107 to go, second quarter. Dixon drives down right corner for Urbana. On top, it goes to Lance. Lance swivels down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball, got it back. Threw it to Dixon. Very good defense by Lehman here in the second quarter. Only a 10-point output by Urbana in period number two. Here's Lance, 30 feet away. He's got an opening. He splits a couple defenders. He's out of control. There's contact. Lehman says, what? Cavalier bench. And not certain how that could be a foul on Lehman. It is. It's common. It looked like contact and a defensive personal. No shots. Urbana throws in. And it is tipped, almost goes into backcourt. In fact, it does. No, it hits the sideline, deflected by Lance. Out of bounds to Lehman, 43.7 to go, second quarter. Here's where Lehman needs to put the ball on ice and play 4-1 as we close out the second quarter of action. Excellent game from Braden to Ulbrich so far for Lehman. To Holding. Not big production from Franz. He does have eight. Here's a deep right corner three ball by Ulbrich behind a screen. No good. What a rebound. Holding got the offensive board and stuck it in. C.J. Holding. He's got some hops. Good spring. Holding went up, latched onto it. Got the rebound shot to go. Lehman up three. 29-26. 8 seconds to go, first half. Dribbling Lance, foul line, penetrates the lane, missed the fadeaway shot from 7 feet. Here's Franz at midcourt, stolen by Urbana. A quick three ball would have counted had it gone. No good. And that's how the first half closes. Lehman outscores Urbana by 9 in quarter number 2 to lead here at halftime by 3 points. Lehman 29, Urbana 26 after 2 quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
To you. Welcome back to Urbana as the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have turned the table on the Urbana Hill Climbers. In the second quarter, it was Lehman with a 19-point productive effort to 10 for Urbana. Urbana won the first quarter 16-10, but a fine surge in period number two for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who have gotten 8 points from Shane Front so far in this game, 3 field goals, 2 for 2 at the stripe. 6 points for C.J. Olding on three buckets, a couple of them in the second quarter. Also for Lehman, so far in this first half, Gus Richard, a basket off the bench. Outstanding first two quarters for Braden Ulbrich. Two free throws in the first. 3 of 5 from the stripe in the second, along with two field goals. So that's a grand total of 9 points for Ulbrich in the first half. Evan O'Leary notched a field goal, and Jackson Kennedy got a basket off the bench in the first half of this game. 29 total points for Lehman Catholic. For Urbana, which shot it well first quarter, shot it very poorly in the second. Grady Lance has 6 points all in the first period. Gio Ruba has a three-pointer in the second quarter for 3 points. Brody Donahoe, a lucky three-point shot that bounced on the rim 3 or 4 times. 3 points for him. That basket came in the second. 7 points for Caden Underwood, including a three. 5 points for Drew Dixon. All came in the first quarter, including a three. And 2 points for 6'2 sophomore Case Teepee, a bucket that came in the first period of play. Our halftime here at Urbana, Cavaliers, Hill Climbers, being brought to you on scoresbroadcast.com by these sponsors, Snipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 29-26, Lehman over Urbana at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We start the third quarter here at Urbana. Right away, the Hill Climbers make a very bad pass on the play. Lehman makes the interception, and it's a run out the other direction for Braden Ulbrich, a two-pointer by Ulbrich, and then Urbana lights it up from behind the arc. It's a long three-pointer for the Hill Climbers, as retaliating was Drew Dixon. 31-29, Lehman up two, Cavaliers led by three at the end of the first half. It's been a very good basketball game. Entertaining, a lot of scoring. Here is Lehman with possession. A lot of dribbling being done right now by O'Leary on the arc. O'Leary fakes a shot, then drops it down low on the right to a teammate, Ulbrich. He's got another two-pointer. Braden Ulbrich, 6'1 sophomore. He plays taller than his size, that's for sure. Standout game for him, 13 points. Shane Franz has 8, C.J. Olding 6. Long 3, Dixon Urbana, in and out, no good. Rebound poked up in the air, but TP of Urbana. It's Olding who tracks it down for Lehman. Lehman up 4 with the ball. Great pass on the arc. Ulbrich fires a bullet to Olding down the paint, up and good. Timeout Urbana. Timeout Urbana. Cavaliers up 6. 35-29. 6:28 left here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Score, Lehman 35, Urbana 29, 6 minutes left, third quarter. Hill Climbers with the ball, baseline drive, but Dixon, it is looped up in the air on the rim, it comes off, stick back, no good, rebound Lehman, here's a two-on-two break, Cavaliers down the floor, off-balance shot in the lane, it's missed by O'Leary. Here's a long 50-foot pass by Urbana to the streaking Dixon, he's bodied and fouled as he takes it to the backboard. Action is frenetic, it is fast and furious here at the moment as the clubs go up and down, left to right. Lehman from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at Urbana in the second half. Urbana from left to right. Free throw by Dixon is good for the Hill Climbers, and it's 35-30. He was cracked on the arm in the act of shooting. Second free throw here by Dixon. It is up and it's good. He's got them both. 10 points now for the coach's son. Drew Dixon, 35-31 in favor of Lehman. Biggest lead for the Cavs had been 35-29. Urbana once led 21-12 in the second quarter. Very bad pass on the arc by Lehman. Intercepted easily by Urbana. And going the other way, pell-mell, Grady Lance lays it up, and it's good. 35-33. Lehman gave 2 points away right there. Dribbling down the lane goes O'Leary for Lehman. And he just bulldozes his way through the paint. Urbana gets in front of him late. And it's a blocking foul. 2 free throws for O'Leary. Now both sides of the gymnasium. The far side with Hillclimber fans. Near side with Lehman fans. Have been up in arms at times. But it's one of those tight, well-played games where the officials are going to be 50% wrong about 100% of the time. Very competitive. D7 Lehman giving D4 Urbana all at once and then some. Free throw by O'Leary. He's got it. 36-33. Lehman up 3 points. Second shot, O'Leary. Yes. Lehman 37, Urbana 33. 5:13 to go, third quarter. Here come the Hillclimbers to midcourt. With the ball 25 feet away, it is Dixon. Dixon hangs on. Almost took the shot from the arc. Ball dealt into the lane to the cutter. It's Underwood right in front. Oh, he missed a gimme. That's a shot he'll make 9 times out of 10, maybe 19 out of 20. Missed it off the back iron. The rebound was jammed over the end line by Urbana. We've got 9 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. It's thrown in by Frantz. Frantz to O'Leary. O'Leary on the left-hand bounce to midcourt. Goes behind the back. 37-33 Lehman. 4:43 to go, third quarter. Here's O'Leary. O'Leary takes Dixon into the lane. Wild one-hander way short. But Lehman knew where the ball was headed and got the rebound back. Ball fed on the arc to Olding. Olding streaks down the lane, banks up a runner. It circles around the rim like a top, comes off. Rebound out of bounds off Lehman. Gus Richard on the floor now for the Cavaliers with 4:28 left in the third quarter. 37-33, Lehman up 4. Lehman's biggest lead was 35-29. Biggest lead for Urbana, 21-12. Dixon left corner to Underwood. Underwood to Lance. Little give and go to Underwood in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Throws on the arc with a three-point shooter. It's Brody Donahoe, and he pumps home his second trifecta of the night. The lead for Lehman down to 1. 37-36. Cavaliers top of the circle. Throw it baseline right. Oh, the ball is caught. Put up short of the rim. No good. Tough break for Richard. Couldn't get it to go in traffic. Back the other way, Urbana. Dixon out of the left corner. His long, high-arching jumper hits the rim, hits the clock above the basket. It's out of bounds to Lehman. 3:44 to go here in the third quarter. Lehman 37, Urbana 36. Head coach Jeremy Hughes of the Cavaliers gets a timeout. Lehman up 1 midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Oh, here's a beautiful play by Lehman after the timeout. O'Leary out of the left corner got a nice pass from Franz, who started to drive, then dished it off. And O'Leary popped home a trifecta, 40-36, Lehman before. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Urbana penetrating the lane. It is Donahoe. He's tied up momentarily, gives it to Dixon on the arc. Dixon takes his man into the paint, driving left-handed shot is good. Oh, what a play. Well done by the coach's son, Drew Dixon, with a dandy right there. 40-38, Lehman's lead sliced to two. Outside the arc on the left, it's Franz for Lehman. Fakes right, goes left into the lane. Off-balance shot, missed it, and sliding over late. The defender for Urbana. He tried to get the charge, couldn't do it. Good call by the official. Foul on Lance. And Franz is at the line for Lehman, which is up to 40-38, 2:37 left, third quarter. For Urbana in this game, 12 points for Drew Dixon. Franz at the stripe for Lehman. He sinks it. 11 for Shane Franz. Second free throw by him on the way. Yes. A pair for Franz at the stripe. The lead for Lehman back out to four. 42-38. And we might get to 60 yet by the end of this game. That was my prediction. 60 would win it. Here's nobody guarding the driver for Urbana. Lehman didn't pick him up. Somebody for the Cavaliers fell asleep as Caden Underwood barreled down the left side of the paint. Was surprised he was so open. Lehman fouled him late. Shot was no good. Couple free throws here for Underwood for Urbana, which is down four. Clock halted at 2:26 to go, third quarter. Foul shot is in by Underwood. Second free throw coming. 3-point advantage, Lehman. 1, 2, 3, 4 dribbles by Underwood. That one hits the front rim and crawls over the lip. It's good. 42-40. Lehman in the lead by two. Midcourt for Lehman. It's Olbrich. Olbrich drives the lane, attracts a second player. He's double-teamed, and then a late dish to Leininger for the two-pointer. All set up by Olbrich. A splendid drive. Good assist. 4-point lead, Lehman. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Underwood for Urbana. Flips it off into the left corner to Lance. Lance's 3-point shot, little heavy. Rebound down to Lehman. Here comes Olding up the floor for the Cavaliers, who are up four. Foul line, it goes to Franz. Fadeaway 16-footer. Bullseye! Shane Franz connects. Lehman up six. 46-40. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Urbana walks it to the timeline. It is Lance, 35 feet away. Deals on the play to Dixon. Back to the basket. It is taken there by Lance. Top of the circle, Underwood. Man wide open, peeling off a screen on the play was Lance. He had a bunny. Decided not to take the shot right away. Would have had an easy two-pointer, deliberated, then was fouled in the act of shooting. Grady Lance at the stripe here for Urbana. Lance at the free throw line, front rim, back rim, and it's good. It danced all around the iron and then dropped home. Free throw by Lance, 46-41. 5-point lead Lehman, make it a 4-point advantage. Both free throws, perfect. And it's 46-42. Lehman's biggest lead, 6. Urbana's biggest stretch was 9. And here is Franz streaking down the left side of the floor for Lehman. He sees a crack in the Urbana defense, and he takes it right to the cup hard, and he's fouled as he blistered his way down the left sideline. Urbana didn't stop him. Lehman, since the first quarter, has wisely taken the ball right at Urbana, driven hard to the basket. A lot of free throws now being shot by the Cavaliers. Franz makes it. He is 5 for 5 for the game. 5-point lead, Lehman. That one by Franz is true as well. And the lead for Lehman expands back to 6. A minute to go, third quarter. 48-42 Cavaliers. Ball being walked up and over the timeline by Lance to Dixon, 35 feet away. Goes high post to Underwood, back to the basket. We got contact below the rim. A cutter went through toward the basket for Urbana, and he was held. It was Dixon grabbed by Leininger. The correction foul was on O'Leary. Scoreboard clock reached 53 ticks to go, third quarter. 48-42 Lehman. Below the rim, Urbana inbounds. It's caught baseline left by Underwood. Underwood's got holding on him. Underwood pivots in and out on the 8-footer. Did everything but go in. It rattled some more. Popped out. Lehman mistimed a jump on the rebound. It went out of bounds to Urbana. 6-point game, 48-42. 3/4 of a minute to go here in the third. Baseline left to the rim. Grady Lance, the inbounds, finds a wide open cutter. It's Dixon. Dixon shoved in the back as he laid it off the iron. No good. Had he not been fouled, that shot would have gone in. But the additional momentum forced the shot to skid off the back iron. A couple free throws coming, though, for Dixon of Urbana, which is down by 6 to Lehman, 48-42. 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the free throw by Dixon, oh, that's a tough one, in and out. It lipped the rim, no good. Second shot, but Dixon of the Hill Climbers. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Front rim, backboard, yes. Feather-like touch, inadvertent buzzer sound. 48-43. Lehman leads Urbana by 5, 41.9 to go here in the third quarter. We get things squared away on the floor and at the scorer's table. Here is Lehman in backcourt. It's O'Leary. O'Leary gives it up on the play to Ulbrich. Ulbrich down the right side. You know, he meets resistance. It's Aruba coming into double team, and he strikes the ball out of bounds. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 48-43 Lehman. Bucket here would give the Cavaliers their biggest lead. Ball lobbed into the lane to Leininger. He puts it on the deck, gets out of trouble to Franz, fakes the three-pointer, shoots the 15-foot J, hits it. Shane Franz knocks it down. Lehman's biggest lead, 7, 50-43. Here comes Urbana down the floor, sprinting into the left corner. It's Dixon. Dixon wants to drive, goes opposite to Ruba, right corner, triple, bottom of the well, big bucket. Gio Ruba hit it with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter, and that's how the period closes out. Ruba made a three in the second, hits one here in the third to close out the scoring, and it's Lehman 50, Urbana 46 at the end of three in a thriller. Great game tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Catholic Cavaliers in the lead by four. We start the fourth quarter of play. Lehman working the ball around a long time and then misfiring in the paint as Frantz. And Urbana gets a run out the other way. Long pass down the floor to Ruba. He makes a two-pointer. He drilled a three at the end of the third quarter. And once down seven, Urbana scraps back within two. It's 50-48. We got a thriller going here tonight at Urbana. Here is Lehman down below the rim. It's Olding. Throws the ball left corner to the three-point shooter, Ulbrich. It's in and out. No good. Tough break. It is Urbana with the rebound. Sprinting 80 feet down the floor. It's Grady Lance. He took it all the way to the cup. What a play by Lance. He put his nose to the grindstone, and he zipped down the court, streaked through the middle of the floor. Wasn't slowed down by Lehman. And Urbana's off to a hot start here in the fourth quarter, having tied the game up at 50-50. A 50-50 deadlock. Lehman slowing the pace down with 6:43 to go in the fourth. I think that's a seven straight points by Urbana. Here's Lehman back in the paint area. It is O'Leary. O'Leary puts up a shot, partially blocked, got it back. Oh, he missed the five-footer. Ruba got him from behind. O'Leary will shoot two. 6:30 left to go, fourth quarter. Game all even at 50. Now, Lehman had a brief 7-point lead there late in that third quarter. It's been tied up by Urbana. Free throw by O'Leary. It is right on the button. O'Leary hits the foul shot. O'Leary now with a total of 8 in this game. Second shot by him. Good. Well, Lehman's only missed 2 free throws tonight. Fine foul shooting by the Cavaliers. 52-50 Lehman, 6:20 left in the fourth quarter. Dribbling is Lance down the left side of the lane, got a good screen, took it to the rim, up with the left hand, no, but a foul on Lehman. Urbana setting up its drivers. That and the three-point shooting have been the bread and butter for Urbana all year long. Grady Lance at the free throw line for the Hill Climbers. He puts the free throw up. It's short. No good. Lance in this game has 12. Lehman so far in the contest made 4 free throws in the first. Made 4 out of 6 in the second. 6 in a row in the third. 2 more here in the fourth. Both free throws missed. Long rebound, though. Urbana. It's TP who tracked it down. Gave it up to Lance 25 feet away. Lance dribbling, elbow on the left to Underwood, puts his shoulder into front. Here comes the double team. Ball given up to Donahoe, 25 feet away, back to Lance, 52-50 Lehman. 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. There's a screen out high, taking advantage is Lance. Great screen on the play by the Hill Climbers, number 12, Caden Underwood. That was a beautiful screen, and it was taken to the rim by Lance. A good sprint to the basket. Another two-pointer by him. And we're tied right back up at 52. Urbana is trying to drive Lehman silly right now. Frantz comes off a screen and air balls a three-pointer. Loose ball rebound garnered by Urbana, player for the Hill Climbers. Hits the deck. Lehman snarfed up the ball. And what happened? Loose ball foul on Lehman. And fans at home, I didn't see that one. Lehman eventually scraped the ball off the floor and made a shot. Whistle had blown before that. I thought it was a foul on Urbana. No, it was on Lehman. Common foul. 5:16 to go in the game. 52 all. Urbana with it at midcourt. It is Dixon. Gives it up down the right side to Donahoe. Donahoe has an opening, and he steamrolls to the basket along the baseline. Getting there late is Olding, and I think it's in the act of shooting. Yep, it is. Drive, drive, drive. That's all Urbana is doing here in the second half to try to get back in this game and overtake the Cavaliers. In fact, free throws here by Donahoe would give Urbana a two-point edge. We're tied at 52, 5:08 to go in the fourth. Lehman led, I believe, at 50-43. Free throw by Donahoe is good. 53-52, Urbana. Hill Climbers on a 10-2 run. Second shot, front rim, backboard and off. No good. Nice rebound on the play by Olding. Olding comes down the floor, top of the circle. Little pick and roll with Franz. Errant pass got tipped. It's on the deck. Urbana dives, gets it. Player slid. Could have been walking. Timeout called. And now the officials will confer. Might have a disagreement. Conference takes place. It's a big decision. 53-52 Urbana. 4:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a loose ball foul was called on Urbana. Second official overrides the first. That is a big break for the Cavaliers. Who will take it? Here is the ball inbounded near midcourt to Ulbrich. And Lance goes for the steal and fouls. Three fouls each way here in the fourth. You get to five and you shoot two. Here is Lehman inbounding. Baseline left. It is Franz, top of the circle, holding. Haven't heard from CJ in a while. Back to Franz off the screen. Oh, a sloppy dribble. And he gave the ball right up to an Urbana player, Donahoe, and then fouled him in his anxiety to get it back. 53-52 Urbana. Costly turnover right there. 4:39 left in the fourth. Urbana in the lead by one. Yep, Lehman's only scored 2 points in the last roughly 4 minutes of this game. Urbana's tightened down the screws on defense, and here's another drive to the basket. Offensive foul, Grady Lance. He lowered the right arm. That's a good decision by the official, and the Urbana bench knows it. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will bring it down the floor, trailing by one with 4:34 to go in the fourth quarter. At the rate we're going, both teams might get 60. I thought the winner would get 60. And we've got, I think, the expulsion of a young fan in the first row. The referee didn't like what was said, and somebody is, I think, being tossed from the gym on the Urbana sideline in the student sharing section. 4 minutes, 31 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Urbana 53, Lehman 52. Cavaliers need a field goal in the worst way right now. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we're production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At production support, your job is in the bag. But the young man who was tossed exits the gym floor, and he's crisscrossing the lobby outside the gym down to her left. Here's Lehman with possession, down one. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Gus Richard. Bad pass. intercepted by Urbana. But the Cavaliers' floor mistakes have been mounting. Here is Underwood driving through the paint on the top of the circle to TP for Urbana. On a weave, it goes to Lance. And head coach Jeremy Dixon gets a timeout for the Hill Climbers, who lead by one. 4:03 to go here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, it's down to crunch time here at Urbana. Hill Climbers 53, Cavaliers 52. Here's a power move. Baseline right by Underwood. Puts up a shot short, follows and scores. And Urbana's got a three-point bulge. 55-52 Hill Climbers. Lehman once led 50-43. Good run by Urbana, overlapping the end of the third and the first 5 minutes of the fourth. Lehman needs a field goal badly. Urbana's defense has really tightened up. And on offense, Urbana's been driving, making buckets, and getting free throws. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. O'Leary missed it, no good. Rebound Franz, hand off to a teammate. Spinning and scoring is Ulbrich. Lehman needed that. 55-54. Urbana, 2:46 to go in the game. Dribble drive down the left side of the paint goes Lance. Big Euro step, might have walked, got away with it, and drew a two-shot foul in the act of shooting. At the free throw line for Urbana, Grady Lance. He's at 14 for the game. He had six in the first quarter. He's had three field goals, two free throws since. Averages 15 on the year per outing. 55-54, Urbana up one. Heck of a game tonight here at the Hill Climbers gym. Free throw is good. 56-54, two-point edge for Urbana. Big one here. Well, Lehman needs to get Franz and Olding into the act. Shot's good. Franz made them both. Urbana 57, Lehman 54. 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Down the right side, Olding gets a screen from Ulbrich. Hand off to Franz on the arc. Wants to drive. Here comes the double team. Now it goes on the play to Leininger. Hook pass to Olding down the lane. That left-handed shot is no good. Tough break. Rebounded by Urbana, which is up three with 2:16 left. Lehman ran a nice play, got a good shot. Urbana gets a timeout. 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter. 57-54, Urbana over Lehman by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported
supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Urbana Hill Climbers are dribbling, precious seconds away, and then eventually from a four corners type offense, a great drive is made by Dixon. He exploded down the lane and shoveled it up and through from down around his knees. The ball hung on the front rim. After glancing off the backboard, in it went, and he was fouled in the act of shooting. And now Urbana is up 5, 59-54, with a minute 45 to go in the game. Free throw by Dixon is good. Splendid contest for Dixon. Three-point play by him. Fine night by Dixon. I think he's at 21 unofficially. Here's a bad pass by Lehman. Steal by Dixon. Dixon down the floor. Look at him go. Up and good! And a foul. Oh, the ceiling is about ready to come off the Urbana gym. What a play by the Urbana head coach's son, Drew Dixon. Fouled in the act of scoring right there. A chance for a sixth point in the last 10 seconds or so. And the lead for Urbana is at 8. Dixon to make it a 9-point spread, and he does. Woo! Man, oh man, has Urbana ever come on strong here in the last quarter and a half. It was once 50-43 Lehman, and would you believe 20-4 in the last, what, 8-9 minutes? Here's a bad shot to Lehman, rebounded by Urbana, leaking out down the floor. Lance catches over his shoulder, and he lays it in. Lehman coming unglued. 65-54 Urbana, 109 left to go here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers need a miracle now. 69 seconds to go. It's fallen apart for the Cavs on the road here at Urbana tonight. Lehman once led 50-43 late in the third. Another miscue by Lehman. An errant pass once more. Urbana's got the ball in backcourt. Ahead by 11, 65-54. Urbana just dribbling seconds away off the clock. 44 to go. Now under 40. Here's Underwood as they go four corners. 65-54 Urbana. 50 feet away, it's Dixon. Dixon checked by Ulbrich. Ball thrown down into the right corner, handled there by Teepee. Teepee off balance to the rim. Body foul, Lehman. Shot good. Oh, my goodness. Urbana can do no wrong. I don't think the Urbana bench necessarily wanted Case Teepee to go ahead and take the ball to the basket. He had somewhat of an opening. He made a nifty move, banked it in. He took a hip from a defender, made the free throw. No, he missed it. In and out. It rimmed and came out. Rebound down to Lehman. 20 seconds to go. 67-54 in favor of Urbana. Here's a long three by Lehman. Pumped up there by Ulbrich. Around and out. Rebound Urbana. 10 seconds left. That'll do it. Lance into the forecourt. That's the ball game. Final 5 seconds. Lehman, a great effort for nearly three quarters. Urbana storms from seven down fairly late in the third to win by 13 as the Cavaliers suffer loss number one on the year. Urbana 67, Lehman 54 here at the Urbana Gym tonight on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up this game here tonight, Urbana reminds me of this past Saturday's game at Minster when Botkin just came up empty. In the fourth quarter, lost a 9-point lead late in the third and got beat by three. Botkins had one field goal in the entire fourth quarter this past Saturday night. And here this evening, Lehman had 50 points at the end of three and wound up with 54. One bucket, two free throws for Lehman in the entire fourth quarter of this game, during which Urbana pumped home 21. And Urbana rallies from seven down late in the third to win by 13, 67-54. At one point it was 50-43. So there you have it, a 24-4 blitz by Urbana over the last 9 minutes or so of this game. And the Hill Climbers are victors here tonight, each team now with a loss on the season. A lot of turnovers by Lehman Catholic in the last 8 minutes unofficially. We've got them for 10 in the fourth quarter alone, and that spelled defeat. Urbana got numerous easy baskets in the last quarter and a half of this game. Lehman with standout showings in the second and third quarters. Very good middle portion of the game for Lehman, which at one point had a seven-point lead late in the third. But in the end, the Cavaliers succumb to the Urbana Hillclimbers. Final score, 67-54. As we take a look at the scoring, 16 for Shane Frantz for Lehman. 8 points, C.J. Olding. A bucket for Cole Leininger. 2 points for Gus Richard. 13 for Braden Olbrick. He played very well. 9 for Evan O'Leary. Jackson Kennedy had 2. Turner Lachey was averaging 7 before his departure. Lehman getting other players into the act. And I think it's a team effort as they rally together to fill the void left by Turner. Yeah, I'm sure he still missed a little bit, not as much as he was 4 or 5 games ago. But Lehman has some real nice players. In addition to Frantz and Olding, Olbrick and O'Leary are hard-nosed young men. They played extremely well in this game tonight. Gus Richard comes in off the bench. Lehman winds up with 54, a very poor 4-point fourth period. For the winning team, Urbana, Grady Lance had 18. Drew Dixon, the coach's son, had 19, 14 of those in the second half. 11 for Caden Underwood. 7 in this game for Brody Donahoe. He had 2 threes. Gio Ruba had 6 points on 2 threes and 4 points for Case Teepee. A bucket in the first, a bucket in the fourth. 67-54 Urbana. Dixon is the star of this game for Urbana. And I'm going to give it to Braden Olbrick. He played extremely well for Lehman in this losing effort. They are our stars of this game. This segment is brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and the new location located in the Social and the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Urbana, where the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have been beaten for the first time this year. Final tally, 67-54. Urbana wins it. Lehman is now 12-1 on the campaign. It gets no easier. In fact, maybe it's tougher. The opponent Friday is Northridge at the Polar Bears Gym on the Dayton Northridge campus. Lehman at Northridge on Friday night, and the Urbana Hillclimbers up their mark now to 11-1 by way of record for Urbana, which sits atop the Kenton Trail standings in the Central Buckeye Conference at 4-0, 11-1 overall for Urbana, which is a mighty fine team. They run the floor extremely well. Hillclimbers have depth. Every young man can drive it to the basket, and about four adept three-point shooters. New sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Woody's at Kayville, one of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around, is at the special 2-year-old diner in Kettlersville, Route 274 east of 29. If you haven't been there, you better try it. It's outstanding. Woody's at Kayville. Quickly receiving rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. And you can sample the daily lunch plates, different every single day, at Woody's at Kayville. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals. Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And, oh, yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers, too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that's well worth the drive. Come hungry, leave happy at Woody's at Kayville. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday night, Rushi at Anna. On the air about 6:25 p.m. Tip off about 7:05 or 7:10. Rushi at Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League coming up on this Friday night. I'd like to remind you all about another one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. I think I've told you about Production Support. The one sponsor I've not mentioned, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, located in Fort Loramie. A proud sponsor, Schaefer Propane, provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. And don't forget that Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style, you'll smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The MLK Classic this Sunday at Fort Loramie. We'll have action for you. Tip off at 1:30, game number one, Anna Waynesville. On the air about 12:45 or so with that first game tip at 1:30. Anna Waynesville, more than likely, we'll cover two more varsity boys games later in the day this coming Sunday. It's the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Lehman falling short tonight, leading by seven very late in the third quarter, 50-43. Gave up a three-point shot at the end of the third. Still led by four after three at 50-46. But a 21-4 fourth quarter did the Cavaliers in as Urbana stormed the victory by 13, 67-54 over Lehman Catholic. Thanks so much to our online listeners tonight. One other note, I do want to mention the fact that Mark Brunswick, who coached baseball briefly at Lehman, coached at Marysville for a brief tenure, and coached 29 years at Bell Fountain, where he amassed 500 victories on the baseball diamond, has been named to the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame here in 2026. Congrats to Mark Brunswick. 500 wins at Bell Fountain. His Chieftains teams in baseball went to the state Final Four in 04 and 06. What an outstanding career. 29 years at Bell Fountain. This on the heels of his dad, Lou, who was named to the same Hall of Fame back in 1975. Lou Brunswick had 750 wins in 25 years at Coldwater, 1,500 victories total for Lou in his career, 5 OHSAA state titles. So Lou Brunswick in 75 and son Mark in 2026. Both now members of the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Congrats to them both. Jack Kramer wishing you a very good evening from here at Urbana. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers are beaten for the first time this season. Final score, Urbana 67, Lehman 54 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.